Welcome back to Geek Cute. This is Jocelyn Harper, and I am your host. I know the last episode I said that I wasn't going to do any episodes because I am working my book, which I still am working on my book. It just keeps evolving. It keeps changing. I keep adding more information the more I think about it and going through my notes. So it's really, really exciting. I can't wait for y'all to see it. I really hope you all like it. And yeah, there's really not much I can say about that. If you haven't pre-ordered the book yet, please go to pre-order.getcuteguide.dev, and that will take you to the book pre-order. I will be closing down the pre-order probably April 1st. I know that's really bad timing because April Fool's Day. But, you know, because the pre-order price was exclusive pricing, and then when the book does actually come out, it will be a price that I haven't determined yet. It's really hard determining your hard work and your worth when it comes to digital goods. At least I found it difficult for me. So, yeah, that's what that is. So before we get into the topic of the episode, I needed to address something that happened on Twitter over the past 3 to 4 days, specifically with me and another prominent member within technology on Twitter, I suppose, named Kelly Ellis. And I know a lot of you that listen to this podcast might follow me on Twitter or might not even care about what's going on. But because of the escalation of what happened, I felt the need to address my audience on all different fronts. I've already talked about it on Twitter and gone through all of that process. And I figured I would reach out to my audience here as well. So the incident that occurred is, let me start with facts first. I am a senior software engineer, and I work at PayPal. And just for context, PayPal owns Venmo, and they also own Honey. So if you've ever used Venmo, or if you've ever used the great Honey app, look, I was an avid user of Honey before I started at PayPal and before they PayPal acquired them. But Honey is just, if you want to save money, this is not an ad. PayPal's not sponsoring me. They just write me my checks. I'm just letting, okay, sorry. I'm off Honey. Save, you get cash back and you get coupons. Anyway, so this is all information that is vital to the, I will say, altercation at this point, because it has escalated from what I perceived as just a normal Twitter interaction conversation and has escalated way beyond anything that I could have ever imagined. Good and bad consequences. I did say the day that this occurred, maybe a couple of days after, that I was really tired of not vocalizing when people make really bad choices towards me, especially when they are people that have a very large following on social media and they perpetuate this negativity, this lies, essentially. Allegedly, maybe. I don't want to be sued. So it's really, I needed to come on here and defend myself to y'all, because I take my branding and I take who I am as a person and very, very seriously. And if I'm sitting here saying that I want to give y'all advice about technology, and make sure that y'all are getting into this field that's very lucrative and mentally rewarding as well as financially, and just give you the good instead of the bad that also happens to me, I feel as though that's very dishonest. And I feel as though being on social media, sometimes that can, you tend to only share the really good things. Although I feel like on social media, I'm balanced. I'm trying to stop oversharing in that sense, a lot of the negativity, because that's something I'm working through with my therapist, you know, growth, maturity, et cetera, et cetera. But in this instance, I felt the need, because this, people may interact with this person at different companies and different jobs and possibly on social media, that they need to know the full scope and what happened to me. So Kelly on a day that I can't remember. I believe it was like 4 days ago or something like that. She tweeted that she had mistakenly sent a payment to the wrong person on Venmo. If any of you have used Venmo, have not used Venmo, Venmo is like a peer-to-peer financial service where if you connect any instrument such as like a checking account or a credit card or debit card, you can send funds to your friends. So the most common thing that I use Venmo for is like if I decide to put all of my friends' meals, if we go out to dinner, pre-COVID of course, on my credit card, they can send me the money and go directly to your account. And then from there, by account, I mean your Venmo holding account, essentially, that holds the balance. And then I transfer that money into my checking account whenever I see fit, essentially. Or you could leave the money in that account and use it to facilitate other payments to other people. I know that Venmo has a debit card now that you can use the funds through, et cetera, et cetera. So Kelly had mistakenly sent the money to the wrong person. And I will say that I also, for clarity, I have been working on Venmo for the last 3-ish months on a project that I'm not allowed to talk about, obviously. But I will say that I know the workings of Venmo very well. I've also been an avid user of Venmo way before I even worked for PayPal. So that's important for absolute clarity of the situation as well. So I saw this, and she also mentioned in a tweet that isn't Venmo a bank? And I can see she's frustrated, but as an employee, I wanted to just clarify that no, Venmo is not a bank, and that's absolutely true. PayPal is not a bank. Venmo is not a bank. We facilitate transfers. As somebody so eloquently put it on Twitter, essentially PayPal and Venmo, you can see it as like a wrapper around these financial services that are going back and forth. So I let myself let her know that I'm a PayPal employee because that is something that I need to do when I'm using social media and I'm approaching someone that's a customer, that I am a PayPal employee. I believe my error there was not giving the information that PayPal owns Venmo. So that's why I was kind of facilitating that or starting that conversation and let her know that it's not a bank. She did not find that information helpful. She continued to talk. She said that, and this is the point where things started escalating. I did say that I understood her frustration and other tweets, and that the best way would more than likely be to call her bank and issue a stop payment. Because on Venmo, there is no way for Venmo to go into somebody else's account and take back the money and give it back to you. Even me just saying that right now, that sounds off, right? It would be if you were going to a financial institution of a traditional sense and you accidentally sent a payment to the wrong person by like, I don't know, maybe a wire transfer or just maybe a simple ACH payment or something if you're like going to pay through an e-bill or something. And that it would be like the bank dipping over into the person's account and taking the money out once it's already received and then handing it back to you. Legally, we cannot do that. It's just not possible. But a way to do that, as other people said in her comments as well, is to facilitate a stop payment through her bank on her end. I don't believe she found that information helpful. I understand that a bunch of other people were telling her those things as well, but she did not comment that to those other people. She was talking to me directly at that point. I should also say, Kelly and I are not strangers. We both followed each other at that point, and we had had conversations before. I think I even commented on something regarding a situation she was going through three weeks back. So there was a camaraderie there, or so I thought. Who knows? And then Kelly made a statement saying that Venmo was stealing her money. Now, and I think this is where people are having a real issue. Some people are saying that I'm defending Venmo. Perhaps I am in a way. But let's be clear, it's not a bootlicking situation. PayPal does sign my checks, but in no way am I trying to absolve them of guilt, but there is no guilt to be had in this situation. The situation is this, very clearly. Kelly mistakenly sent money to someone that she hadn't previously sent money to before. And it's very clearly documented with Venmo that they can't reverse those transactions. And typically, they would ask you to get in contact with the person that you sent the money to and have them send it back. Now, this was impossible because, as Kelly mentioned in her thread, the person had not been active on Venmo for like 6 years and they had changed their phone number, so there was no way for her to get in contact. So you can see why there was a lot of tension and anxiety around that, because when you send $1,000 to someone you're not supposed to send it to, there's anxiety there, obviously. That I understand. That was great. But when you say that a company is stealing your money, that's not the case. And so I explained again that Venmo was not stealing her money, that I understood her frustration, and that the best way would be to contact the bank, and that's it. I believe at that point that she said, okay, that doesn't seem to be very helpful or something like that, and I thought the conversation was over. And then she commented again and said that it felt as though Venmo was stealing her money. Again, I'm paraphrasing this because I don't want to bring up the thread of screenshots of the conversations, but if you search on Twitter, you'll find it. It's a shit show. And then I said, absolutely understand that, but again, Venmo is not stealing your money in this situation. I hope that you reach out to your bank and they can help facilitate this. And because of that, she blocked me. So I recognize that I more than likely should not have tweeted about her blocking me, but I thought that it was weird. I thought that it was odd because I was really just trying to help her. And I tweeted about that, and I thought that was that. I tweeted my frustration. I said, wow, did someone really block me for trying to help them? White women are a trip. Because did I lie? No. And so that was the end of it. And I thought that was the end of it. Let's be clear. But then things went on where she was saying that I was gaslighting her and, being condescending to her. No, I feel like people don't understand what gaslighting is. I feel like it's a term that they learned from Tumblr and they don't know how to apply it in a contextual sense, because gaslighting someone is not someone telling you that you're wrong factually, because she was wrong factually. Venmo was not stealing her money, and Venmo is in fact not a bank. That's correct. And I'm saying that as someone that is a subject matter expert on this, because I work for the company, you know, like I work there. Girl, I know. That neither of these things are true. And so I took real offense to that because I did not gaslight anyone. The fact that she was saying that I was gaslighting and that I was being condescending to someone is, it was hurtful to me, because those are things that people say about Black women a lot. When that's not being the case, when someone's being, in that case, me being very calm, very nice, very straightforward. Yeah, so that's false. I was not doing any of those things. You can go look up the tweets, whatever, whatever, whatever. So Twitter back and forth, because I was just really upset at that point. Because when somebody starts attacking my character, that's where I have a problem. So it was then where people started to chime in and tell her that she was wrong. And I think that's something that she couldn't handle. I think she absolutely thought that because of the situation with Venmo and the situation with me, she would be able to secure her place as a victim in this altercation. And far be it from me to assign myself a victim role in all of this, but in this situation, I'm the one that's being, my character is being attacked, and Yeah, that's what I have to say about that. That it was unkind. And so through more situations where things got really obscured, which all happened on Friday. I remember that because I was just really excited for Friday. I had just gone down. Anyway, that's not important to it. Sorry, I was about to start rambling again. So Friday, I woke up to tweets and DMs where Kelly had DM'd people surrounding this, telling her that she was wrong, et cetera, et cetera, telling people to go fuck themselves, that we were all being manipulated by some white man that had emailed her. She said that there was a white man pretending to be a black woman in Kim Creighton's Discord. If you don't know who Kim Creighton is an amazing, amazing black woman who started the movement in hashtag cause a scene, where she's holding individuals accountable for their place in white supremacy and giving them tools to be anti-racist, and also giving them tools to look for signs of white supremacy in people, and also how to dismantle it, which is great. It's very needed. And Kim and I know each other from the whole Girl Development debacle years ago. So Kim and I were familiar with each other. And so she had decided to drag Kim into it as well, saying that this white man, who again, I'm not quite sure what happened with that. I did see some tweets about it going on. I have Block Party on my Twitter account, which I'm very glad I did install that ahead of this. Otherwise, it would have been in shambles. But yes, so that situation was something different altogether. I have seen things being said that she was dealing with harassment from this gentleman from a while, and before this altercation all happened, whatever. I don't have any proof of that. That's just what I saw, and I really don't want to speak to it, because what he did as regards to my situation is irrelevant. Of course, I don't condone anybody being harassed in any way, but my issue is, again, she's offering this as almost she was offering it as an excuse for the way that she treated me and continued to treat me, and say that she was gaslighting me, et cetera, et cetera. Or, I'm sorry, that I was gaslighting her, when in reality, she's gaslighting me. Do you see where this is going? It's very manipulative. So I had to deal with that. I woke up on Friday, and I had really just had it. I was crying on and off all morning. Really unsure of what to do, because not only was I frustrated because things were getting thrown out of way out of control in terms of what narrative she was trying to perpetuate in this instance, and that, and I was just sad. I was sad because that's not who I am as a person. I know that people know, they know me. I would like to think that y'all would know me through this, because I'm very honest and very open on this medium, because I feel as though I owe that to y'all surrounding all of this, oddly enough. Maybe that's my mistake. Maybe I'm too open. Maybe I'm too nice. And maybe I'm just, I should stop trying to offer advice to people where I think that it's needed, but that's something I'm going to have to talk through my therapist, so when we kind of go through this and process it and figure out what I can still do better going forward and what I did in that role. And I think I've done that a little bit, knowing I should have never messaged her in the first place. I should have never tweeted at her in the first place. But anyway, I digress. So it really expanded when she tweeted and said, and she was saying this in DMs to other people as well, that she was suicidal. So I take that very seriously as somebody that suffers with depression. I have generalized anxiety disorder, and also have had a lifetime, quite literally a lifetime, like a lifetime of suicidal ideation, that I take that very seriously. I take it seriously in the sense that that person should seek help, but I also take it seriously in the sense that I also know that people frequently use that as a tool of manipulation to get people to do what they want. I've had an ex in the past that has used suicidal ideation to get me to stay with them. So I know how that manipulation works, and I know manipulation when I see it. So I sympathize with her for having these thoughts of suicide and self-harm, but I don't respect her for using that as a tool for people to come to me, use that and weaponize that in turn of trying to get her to not accept responsibility for what she's done. Because the entire time, this entire situation, she's, to me, from the outside, spinning out of control because she can no longer control the situation because she's no longer favorable in the situation based on fact. People seeing this, people knowing what's going on. There was nothing behind the scenes. I didn't DM her or anything like that. Just factual public information. And they're seeing that she's in the wrong. And she can't handle people unfollowing her and telling her that she's in the wrong. So therefore, things need to somehow be placated. And placated and also fitting her narrative in which she's the victim. Which is something that white women do all the time. They weaponize their tears. They weaponize their emotion to absolve themselves of accountability and microaggressions against black women and people of color all of the time. And in this instance, I was the black woman that had a microaggression against her. But now it's escalated to full-on aggression. And this is why I'm on here talking about this. So, again, something I've had to deal with, and it escalated more on Friday. I'm telling you, Friday was a shit show from beginning to end. I tweeted a lot about this. You can follow me on Twitter, my personal Twitter. I'll say it at the end of this because I feel like it's really weird to plug my Twitter in the middle of me being really open and honest. The baseline is, and I've talked about it, I've touched on it just a little bit earlier, is that she just did not want to take responsibility for it. And the way she was cherry picking things, trying to fit this narrative of her victimization, worsened everything. I can't stress enough how I thought this was over. Had been a full day where no one was thinking about it, no one was talking about it. I was over it. But then it comes back up, you know? And it was just a really hard day for me. And okay, not gonna cry. Just a really hard day for me. It was a really hard time for me, having to deal with this, having everybody talk about it and create these assumptions and things when really it's all very straightforward. That she was in the wrong. She, instead of apologizing, she doubled down. And instead of apologizing again, she tripled down and then also began to continue to attack my character and say that this all happened just because I was gaslighting her, I was manipulating her, and I just happened to be black. That's not how that works. As my dear friend Cher put so eloquently on Twitter, I have to deal with being a black woman every day. Every interaction with someone that's not black is, I'm opening up to a possibility of microaggressions. And she couldn't see where her actions against me were just that. It was a microaggression. And frankly, I'll say it was racist. And I'm not saying that she's racist at all. I'm just saying her action was. And I think that white people in general have a really hard time when people are telling them that the action they take is racist, because they immediately get defensive and they take it as though you're saying they're racist. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that the action itself was, and it would have been different if she, you know, had taken a moment to realize what she was doing and to reflect and apologize to me and facilitated some sort of conversation, but she didn't. And so at this point, I'm not open to an apology from her. Her apology cannot fix what she has done emotionally to me. An apology cannot fix what could have been a really bad thing for me as a software engineer in this industry, possibly putting my job at risk, putting my business at risk, putting my podcast and everything that I've worked so, so hard for at risk. There's not any words that can make that okay. And it just can't. And I really just wanted to wrap this up. Oh my gosh, I don't think I can make an actual episode because this is already 30 minutes long. I really just wanted to say thank you to everybody that reached out to me, that DM'd me, that helped me through all of this, because I didn't know how to navigate it. And maybe I still don't. But y'all were really helpful, and I really appreciate that. And I'm emotional now because this is something I have to deal with every day, you know? And as Kim told me, I need to take better care of myself and shielding myself from what goes on. But I really thought that somehow being nice and kind would shield me from this in some way. But it doesn't. And I will be okay. I have a very good therapist, so we will work on this. It's not a problem. Thank you to everybody that donated to Get Cute during all of this. I can't thank you all enough. From the one action of an individual, it showed me that there's a lot of really good people in tech, a lot of people with good that have a good place in their heart, and I thank you so much. It's really holding on to that is helping me get through this a little faster, and so thank you. I really appreciate that from everyone. So I really want this to be the last time that I talk about Kelly Ellis and what happened with me. I stand in my truth with that. There's nothing I can lie about in this situation. There were witnesses. There were people all over. And my emotions are real about this. This fucking sucks. But, you know, a bad bitch never stays down. I will get through it. I will finish this book. I can refocus my energy back on the book now. And creating content for y'all. And just trying to be the best version of myself and the best version of a software engineer that I absolutely can. So, I just wanted to update y'all on everything because I know people are still I see the block party in my notifications in the email every morning saying how many people have been muted and stuff. So I know people are still talking about it. So I'm just hoping that you all understand that I really don't want to talk about it anymore because it was pretty traumatic. And I just don't want to fucking talk about her ever again. Ever again. Okay. I feel like I can't do my basic outro here. So if you have any questions or comments or concerns, email me at thegetcute@gmail. Oh, I'm sorry, thegetcutepodcast@gmail.com. Oh my gosh, I can't even do my outro. I've done it so many times. Please follow me on social media at getcutepodcast, or you could follow me on my personal Twitter at javawitch with two V's instead of a W. As I said before, I'm just going to reiterate, pre-orders for the book does close April 1st, and that is going to close the price of the $14.99 for purchasing the book. I haven't decided what the price of the book is going to be yet, because there's still a lot of things that I'm tweaking. Might be offering some other things. We don't know. It's very exciting, very cute, if you will. And again, thank you all so much for vibing with me and just supporting me so unconditionally. I do love y'all. I do. And I appreciate y'all so much. I hope you have the best week ever. I hope that I know this episode sounds really depressing. I know I cried in it. My bad. But I do hope you go forth and just have an amazing day. And know, just be kind to people. Being kind is very important, because people are people. You don't know what other people are going through, but at the same time, that really doesn't give anybody an excuse to be a dick. Okay, I'll stop rambling. I'll see y'all next time. Bye.